At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Open the floodgates, Tolos. You got something to say. Here is your opportunity to say it. You got a sports take, your wife ticking you off, your kids getting on your nerves, whatever you want to talk about. This is your chance. 844-326-3663. It is the weekly Tolo Takeover.
Let's go.
You know what we should do, Diesel?
Yeah.
I think to get new Tolos involved and the Tolo Takeover to call for the first time.
Start paying them?
Well, we could do that. We already pay, let me check, 19, according to the books to my left. We should, whoever has the best call today should be the Tolo Takeover champ for an entire week heading into next week to see if they can be dethroned. Because we love our Tolos, but we know there are a million of you Tolos out there that don't pick up the phone and call. And when we give you an opportunity to call, talk about whatever you want to talk about, you kidding me? You better take us up on it because we see the complaints. Diesel and Cole talk too much. It's all y'all do is talk, talk, talk. It's your turn to call, Tolos.
Not like we get paid.
No, it's not. We don't.
So Dewey, now that you know there's some extra pressure on you, you're up first on the Tolo Takeover.
Uh-oh.
If you want to be the Tolo Takeover king for a week, you better bring it strong. Are you prepared to give us something fantastic right now?
I'm always prepared.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, first of all, yeah, your job is to talk, but if you didn't talk, you'd be fired. So y'all need to be talking and non-stop talking.
So we need to talk more, secondly, Dewey says.
Yes, talk.
Okay.
And I don't know what to talk about, but y'all need to talk more or you need to be fired. But that's not what I wanted to talk about today. I want to say, Van B, you do a good job with the upset picks thing, but I got some complaints about it.
First of all,
and it's not about Dan B, it's about how y'all do it because y'all make it suck. First of all, there should be a prize at the end of the season. No one wins nothing, so who cares who has 85,000 points at the end because there's no prize. There should be a first-place prize, a second-place prize, and then a third-place prize, and then everyone else gets a participation award.
How about this, Dewey? How about this? For next year, or we can do it right now. If you're willing to come down to the station, we can do it right now. Come down to the radio station, give me a $100 bill. And if you win first place, you can have your $100 back. That's a prize.
Well, right now I have – that's not a fair prize because I only have 7 points. And that brings up my second point. By the first of the beginning of the year, I should have that North Dakota crap. I should have got points for that. It's all or nothing. It shouldn't be all or nothing. It should be if they cover the spread. If the team doesn't cover the spread, who cares if they win or lose? If they cover a spread, you get your points. That should be fair.
That'd be too easy.
Well, that's not an upset challenge.
That would be so easy. You know, we would. I mean, that would be way too easy, and the points would be astronomical.
And it's the against the spread challenge. That's not an upset challenge.
It'd be called the cover challenge.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, not only you cover, but you must. Your team must win. That'll make it fair.
Yeah,
you have to win
now. That's called picking an upset, Dewey.
That's what we're doing now.
That's what we do.
But anyways, thirdly.
Did you forget?
The upset picks challenge should be expanded to other teams like Furman and Wofford and Presbyterian, because Madcraft likes PC so much. And then expand it to the NFL, like the Carolina Panthers and all them other teams, and then you extend it to basketball season. It should be a continuous thing, but you keep it to football. It should be all football. It should be all, not just the Gamecocks and Clemson and all them. That's not fair, because Furman plays football too. And then you should, then if you want to really make it fun, you expand it to high school football.
There's not spreads on high school football,
but Cole would be too good at that.
Well, that he shouldn't be. That brings up my fourth point.
Oh my God!
Shouldn't be allowed to participate. Jeez. Because y'all work there, and it's your jobs to know who's going to win and lose.
Well, that hadn't worked, Dewey, because Diesel and I are both at the bottom of this challenge.
Simply because of the news of Kate Klubnik, everyone's sworn hero going down with a broke leg because he's a crybaby. We can't change our upset picks. Well, we should be allowed to get one mulligan because we all make mistakes. Oh,
hey, Dewey, there's no spread on Furman Wofford this weekend, so
you
can't pick that game anyway.
It should be just who wins and who's going to lose.
Okay.
Well, that'd be pretty easy.
But it should be just. That's all we're doing anyways, picking winners and losers. And y'all should be fired because y'all can't even get out. Y'all got more points than y'all.
Thanks, Dewey.
That's true.
All right, Dewey's being cut off.
Buckeye Mike says, Dewey, what kind of word salad was this?
Oh, man. Dewey is just unbelievably unique.
Dewey had a couple of Red Bulls before calling.
He was on one. So many complaints. Philip Rollins says, Jesus, Dewey makes my head hurt. Let's see. J-Tez, here's the problem. We don't know if Dewey's a stick or not. We really don't know. We don't know if he's real. We don't know if he's fake. J-Tez on the text lines hoping it's a stick. We don't know. We really don't know. Well, Dewey might be Dewey.
Here's the honest truth. Dewey says he wants to have a prize for the Upset Picks Challenge.
Yeah.
We've been trying to build a prize for the Upset Picks Challenge, and we have sponsors of this segment who would love to put up prizes for the Upset Picks Challenge. But to do that, it requires a fundamental change in how we operate this thing. It would have to send everybody to the website to make their picks so that they are official. So that there are no mistakes. We would have to get legal involved. I'm telling you, Tolos, I've been pushing to get this thing through.
Yes, it's stupid
and
legal
run
stuff.
Officially like that. But anytime there's prizes, I'm just telling you the truth. Anytime there's prizes, you gotta get the legal department
Here's
involved.
The problem,
nobody
though.
Wants to call the suits.
The problem, Diesel, is you're too much of a company man. What we should do is we should just get a prize and not tell upper management, not tell legal, not tell corporate.
Do you want to get fired?
I don't think they're going to get fired. I don't think they'll know. I don't think they check on us. Let's do it. Let's give away a big prize, that white Ford F-150 out in the parking lot right now. We'll give it away.
Whose car is that?
I don't know, but we'll give it away. And
here's the thing. We don't have to give away the keys. We just need to give away a brick and a screwdriver.
Give away I'm with Dewey, and I think we revolt against corporate. How about that? Let's do it. Let's revolt. Give away a prize. I'm with you, Dewey. I can't believe I uttered those words, but I'm with Dewey. Let's just buck the trend. Screw corporate. They're not important. Our bosses don't listen anyways. We're gonna give away a prize.
Let's go to the phone lines again and bring on Madcraft, who has graced us with calling into the show. Madcraft, what are you right about today?
Well, first off, if you know Dewey personally, anybody listening, somebody go grab that remote and put it back on the Weather Channel for him so that he can quit. That's his equivalent of the Snickers.
He didn't fuss about the weather today, man.
Well, it's because he's not watching it, and I think that's why he went off on his little rant that he did. That was crazy. But, hey, number two, I ain't going to let you slide past this. You said you had 19 people on the books. Cole, where's my money at? I wrote y'all a song.
Yeah, you did write us a song. I forgot about that.
I'm playing.
We're going to add you to it. Hey. Where is your song, by the way? We had somebody mess with our button bar, and they're not the same anymore. So I'm going to try to find your song. I used to have it on my little buttons.
I didn't realize when you called in to sing us that song, Matt Kraft. I didn't realize you had that kind of talent, those kind of pipes.
Hey, yeah, I'm all right. Again, though, it was very poor quality. I need to do it.
What was it? What was it about?
Don't sell yourself short. It was great.
Well, anyways, one thing, y'all could bypass this by making the prize something that's not necessarily a monetary value. Like, what if the prize was a night out where you go get some drinks with whoever the winners are, right? Just you and Cole, and y'all go out to a Friday night dinner or something, or a Saturday night dinner.
Who wants to go eat dinner with you, though?
Well, I ain't winning. I ain't even.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You got points.
Yeah, true. I thought you meant dinner with you was the prize, Matt Kraft.
No, dinner with you guys.
Oh.
That would be fun.
I don't know that people want to go to dinner with us.
I don't know that they do, but it would be fun.
Dinner was the wrong word. I'm thinking more like adult beverages.
I was going to say dinner kind of sounds, when you make it romantic, it kind of sounds weird.
Yeah, that did sound a little
sound kind of, you know.
I will say.
I'm trying to find, I'm working feverishly to try to find your song that you wrote us, and I can't find it, man. Wait a minute. Matt Kraft. Is this it?
I still got it, man. I'll send it back to you.
Yeah, you might.
Could you just sing us a bar right now?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, here we go.
It's time for Wire to Wire with friends. Wire to Wire. This sports show. Radio.
Radio.
I love that part.
That's so good.
That's awesome.
You don't even know, Matt Kraft.
It's a 90s sitcom, dude.
I love it. My chin goes up, and then the drop comes. It's like a roller coaster.
I'm putting it back on the button bar right now. I've got it tagged. I don't know where it went, but I finally have it. I have it tagged. So I appreciate the phone. Anything else, Matt?
No, I was going to talk about Clemson, but I'll
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's a total takeover.
I was just going to say my whole general thought for Clemson's game this weekend is that I actually don't think it matters who plays quarterback. I think that SMU is atrocious. They are one of the worst pass defenses in the nation, and it sets up well for Clemson's their basic, simple offense where they were just running all these short passes, kind of these screens, and Clemson fans were getting really irritated with it. That's actually going to be the system that's going to work flawlessly against SMU. And they got them at home. Clemson's going to walk away with this one without too much of a fight. Mm. It doesn't really matter who the quarterback is.
Mm. Well, but they're also giving up just shy of 4 yards a carry on the ground in between the 20s. So Vezina might be able to move the ball on the ground and not even need the passing game to be epic to win this game.
That's very true.
Thanks, Madcraft. Appreciate
he
you.
He said it doesn't matter quarterback is. They're going to win no matter what. We've got Kevin and Kevin. Two Kevins in a row. It's not the same person. It's two different phone numbers wanting to get in. Kevin, what's up, man?
Which one?
You.
Oh. You know, there's not a whole lot of people that know about this. My buddy started an organization called Upstate Adaptive Golf. And it's supposed to help people with disabilities. And not this weekend, but next weekend, we have a night golf charity. And it's set up over at Botany Woods. And I think you guys should come on out.
Are you saying we have disabilities?
No, but what we do is we try to raise money for people with disabilities.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We've actually gotten people that are handicapped and can't walk.
Yeah.
And we've got them the carts that actually they drive around and stands them up and they can golf.
What night?
I believe it's Saturday night next week. I can send you the details.
Please do. Please send us the details.
Diesel at thefanupstate.com is my email address.
Can you remember that? Diesel at thefanupstate.com?
No, but I can reach out and give you guys my number to text it to me.
Okay. That'd
I'm
be great.
Driving.
You got it. Thanks for the call.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Well, it's true. When you said, hey, Kevin, you're up, and he said, which one?
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
Also hearing the over-the-air signal through his phone, so he didn't know which one you were talking to.
So many Kevins. And it's not the Kevin from Edman that we have that calls.
Where
it's a big
Kevin
Chapman.
From Edman?
Well, Chapman's been down lately.
Oh, he only calls in when Chapman's good?
Well, I'm not taking shots at our I call him Big Kev, and I hadn't heard from him lately. Chapman's, I think they're winless on the season. So, Kevin Ramsey up next on the Tolo Takeover. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, Cole? How are you?
Fantastic. Now,
as you know, there's probably not too many people that hate Clemson more than I do, but I have to step in and speak here. The quarterback's not a bad guy. They're giving this kid a bad rip. He's a really good football player. He just won't step up into the pocket to complete throws. Same problem Lenore Sellers seems to have in Columbia. For some reason, neither one of those guys feel secure enough in their center and guard play to step into that pocket and make throws.
And, you know, the thing about it was they had, going into the season, Kevin, they had the second-ranked offensive line, according to Phil Steele, in the country.
Yeah, and but I see the pocket collapse for him all the time. And I just can't – I remember when Clemson fans – as you know, Cole, I go back and forth with Clemson fans a lot. I remember when they wanted to bitch Deshaun Watson. Mm. They wanted to bitch Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying he's as good as either one of those guys. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there's not very many Division I Power 4 programs in the country that would not take Cade Klubnik next week and him be in contention for the starting role on their team.
So then what's the issue then? You think that the issue is more up front?
The issue is depth. Clemson doesn't have the depth that they've used to have. So anytime the starters go out, they're way down.
Yeah.
And that goes back to Dabo hiring all his friends to be coaches.
Yeah.
They're not developing any depth.
And also, depth is built with a transfer portal as well, right? I mean, that kind of is a reflection on Dabo in that area as well.
That is exactly correct. And, you know, they're not going to fire Dabo. They shouldn't fire Dabo. But the game is changing every week. He's going to have to adapt to the way, like Saban said. Saban didn't quit because he hates coaching football anymore. Saban said, now I'm not recruiting the best players. They're not coming here because they want us to develop them. They're coming here if we pay them the most money, so I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
My relationship with them no longer matters. My wife's relationship with them no longer matters. Well, the same thing's happened in Clemson, and Dabo's unwilling to change on that. And if he doesn't, that's going to be a problem because, I mean, your best wide receiver, in my opinion, is Westcoat, and he has as great as he is, he drops passes. He drops wide open passes.
Yeah.
You have no running back room whatsoever. The running back room is so bad that they took a wide receiver and made him a running back. yes, he's great with the ball in his hand, but that's two totally different skill sets. Running backs have vision that can't be coached.
Hey, Kevin, who wins in Columbia on Saturday, Oklahoma, South Carolina, or Ozempic?
Lord have mercy.
State Fair's coming to town, a lot of fried food.
Yeah, Greens is definitely going to be the number one winner. Greens will have a record day, like every Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't think Mateer is as back as everyone thinks he is. I think he still favors that hand a little bit. And I believe that Sean Elliott is going to be a huge voice in that offensive line room, which is everybody in the world can see has been our Achilles heel all year long in that offensive line. It's just atrocious.
Sure.
And, you know, that was Beamer's fault. Everybody can blame Teasley all they want to, but Teasley was a – where was he at? North Carolina A&T or something?
I think so.
And we brought in one of those smaller schools. We bring him in to be an analyst. Well, immediately Atkins has his medical issue. Well, now he's thrust into the role of a Power 4 SEC offensive line coach.
Sure.
That he should have never been given at such an early stage of his career, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Great person. Outstanding man to speak to. He doesn't get in there and grind. Yeah, he's just not ready for that job.
Yeah.
Good phone call, Kevin.
Ready for that job.
We got to move on. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you. Tom, we have 60 seconds because we're going to be going out to Dallas and talk to the play-by-play voice of SMU in the next segment. What you got, Tom?
Hey, guys. Now, just throw the records out the window. Throw the stats out the window. You know, last time, the Gamecocks were 3-3, and they played the Oklahoma Sooners. We know what happened. Gamecocks took out that belt and gave it to them. And the same thing's going to happen on Saturday in Columbia. You know, Mateer's a good quarterback, but he's not healthy. So they're coming into Columbia, and it's going to be another belt whooping like last year. The Gamecocks are going to have a party in the fairgrounds. We're going to celebrate at the fair with some corn dogs, some frisk French fries, and have us a big old party. Clemson's going to get beat because Clemson sucks. Go Gamecocks, and I'll see y'all at the game.
All right, Tom, look for me. I'll see you down there.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Tom.
There you go.
Tom in Somerville bringing the heat. We've got to run off the break. We've got Rich Phillips joining the show next. Rich is the play-by-play voice of the SMU Mustangs going behind enemy lines with Rich Phillips next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.